You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning and welcome to Life Talk here on the Catholic Community of Faith. I'm Mary Louise Curry, and I'm the director of the Respect Life Office at the Archdiocese of Chicago. And for the next hour, we're going to be discussing issues that make a difference in your life right here in the Archdiocese of Chicago. And I'm just so excited, friends, because we have a really exciting show lined up today. For the second half of the program, we're going to have one of your favorite guests on, Bob Gilligan, the Executive Director of the Catholic Conference of Illinois. And we're going to be talking with Bob about literally a barrage of anti-life legislative issues that are taking place right now and initiatives. Particularly, we're going to be focusing on what's going on with the Illinois Medical Disciplinary Board this morning with the Illinois Parental Notification Act and how they might be trying to hold that up. We'll also be touching on healthcare reform issues and the tremendous push by the USCCB on healthcare reform with the bulletin inserts, pulpit announcements, and prayers of the faithful that went out that all parishes are going to be using. So we have a lot to talk about the first half of the hour. So, you know, that you could say, well, that's kind of a downer, but the first half of the hour is going to be a real upper because we're talking today about a real gem that we have here in the Archdiocese of Chicago. That is the largest diocesan chastity education program in the nation, friends, right here in the Archdiocese of Chicago, the Chastity Education Initiative. And what's the purpose? Well, to talk about this great work and also about how you can help, because this program is funded solely by your donations. And so we have a wonderful benefit dinner coming up on November 22nd featuring Cardinal Francis Arinze. Yes, he is flying in from Rome, from the Vatican, for this event, which is going to be on November 22nd. And to get tickets, you can go to our website, respectlifechicago.org. That's www.respectlifechicago.org. And so we're going to have some important folks on, three guests, actually. This is going to be action-packed, to talk about how important this program is and how exciting it is to have Cardinal Arinze coming in. First of all, joining me here in the studio is Mitch Streetle, who is the coordinator of the Chastity Ed Initiative. Mitch, good to see you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good to be here.
Great, great, great. And then we have on the phone a couple of very important people from some schools that the Chastity Education Initiative has served. We have on the line Jennifer Haggerty, who is the principal at St. John Vianney School in North Lake. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Mary Louise.
And then we also have with us Brian Stith, who is the director of student activities at Carmel Catholic High School in Mundelein. Brian, good to have you with us.
Glad to be here.
Great, great, great. So let's start out by talking about a little bit about the Chastity Education Initiative. Mitch, tell us, first of all, what does, just give us a, 30-second sketch of what this program offers.
Sure, and as you mentioned before, this is the largest program in the nation in terms of a diocesan program. And really, there have been so many funding issues for abstinence programs in the state of Illinois that we really are the largest abstinence program in the state, if you look at it. So we serve over 20,000 teens and college students every year through this initiative. It's just a great program. It spans, all the way from kindergarten all the way up through college and beyond, in terms of our programs about instilling respect for life and, living out the call to chastity that all Christians are called to live out. And so, it spans a very large age group, and we're so blessed to have a program like this in the Archdiocese. And, we already had a great kickoff to the school year. We brought out Jason Everett, who's a national speaker. And just in 4 days' time, he spoke to close to 7,000 students. And
wow.
We had a junior high assembly, which I'm sure we'll talk about, with 18 grade schools. And So it's a great program that really instills respect for life and chastity from kindergarten all the way through college.
That's great. That's great. And so every year you bring in Jason Everett. And what else does the Chastity Education? And of course, Jason Everett, everybody knows, is the renowned speaker with Catholic Answers, who we fly in from California. And he does a speaking tour of all school assemblies and the high schools and so forth. What else, just very briefly, does the Chastity Ed Initiative offer?
So we also offer, you know, presentations throughout the year to schools on many different topics, you know, including chastity, and including we've started to do talks on puberty and the wonder of how our bodies go through that growth process, and tying that to our Catholic faith. You know, we bring,
and that's very important because that's always provided not in the context of the faith when those programs are done in school. So it's very important. What does it mean to become a man or a woman in God's eyes, and the vocation of that?
Definitely. And we, you know, we help do teacher trainings for the Archdiocese to help train teachers to be able to feel comfortable, you know, taking on some of these topics in school instead of feeling they have to outsource it to other organizations. And we also bring a number of hundreds of teens to the annual March for Life pilgrimage in Washington, D.C., and do other stuff around respect life issues, too.
Great. And parent programs
and
as
parent
well.
Programs, yes.
That's terrific. Jennifer, tell me a little bit about, well, Jennifer and Brian, tell me a little bit about why is the Chastity Education Initiative needed? What do you see in your students that you think makes this message needed?
I would say that just getting to know my students, I'm at a grade school. So working with the junior high students, they're being infiltrated everywhere they turn with a message on sexuality. Their human sexuality is being flaunted in their face in a very negative way by our media. And when we're not talking about it and helping them to understand the beauty of the gift that God's given us by our human sexuality, when we pass up the chance to talk to our students about it, they're only getting this negative message about what it is, like you said, to be a man, or what it is to be a woman, and what we're supposed to do with that. And so the Chastity Education Initiative was an answer to a prayer for me, asking, what am I supposed to do? What message am I supposed to give these students? Because they're getting messages from all over the place. What can I give them? And that's when I turned to your office in the Archdiocese and found the Jason Everett presentations, the puberty presentations, opportunities to bring the kids to March for Life. Everything that I was looking for, I found in what the Chastity Education Initiative is offering.
Praise God. Wow. Jennifer, yeah. I think I want to make a commercial out of that. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. By the way, some of our listeners may have a question or comment, and we welcome your questions and comments. Give us a call at 312-255-8408. Again, that's 312-255-8408. Brian, now you're at a high school, Carmel High School. Tell us a little bit about why you think the chastity message is needed there.
Well, absolutely everything that was mentioned previously. That's a good start. And for the high school students, at this point in time in their life, they're coming to a road where they're going to have to start making decisions and acting on things. And what happens in grade school, the way they're formed, is going to affect, you know, how they feel about themselves, the way they view certain things, and to receive this positive message, to see things maybe differently than the way it's been put before, empowers them. It was great because it happened right before we had our homecoming festivities. And so,
Jason Everett,
yeah, coming to speak to the students. It happened right before our homecoming activity, and so you know, it made the students aware. It empowered them. It was great because it allowed the students to realize that they do have decisions to make, and that they can choose, and that they have the power to decide, you know, between right and wrong, and what positive effects making a good decision will have on them, not only today but throughout their lifetime. And so
that's awesome.
I know that the impact, he stayed around for at least another half hour, 45 minutes, and there were students who were waiting to talk to him about all sorts of issues, and you know, he answered and came to the rescue of many of the students that were here.
That's terrific. Praise God. Well, you know, we need to already head to a break. Things are just flying by here. We're talking with Mitch Streedle, the coordinator of Youth Outreach for the Respect Life office in the studio here. Brian Stith, who's the director of student activities at Carmel Catholic High School in Mundelein. And Jennifer Haggerty, who is the principal of St. John Vianney Catholic Grade School in Northlake. And we are talking about a real gem in the Archdiocese of Chicago that many people don't even know about, the largest diocesan chastity education program in the nation. The Chastity Ed Initiative runs solely based on your donations. And we're going to talk a little bit about the benefit dinner when we come back. That's happening on November 22nd with Cardinal Arinze. We welcome your questions, your comments at 312-255-8408. That's 312-255-8408. And we're going to ask Brian and Jennifer, how would their kids respond to this message of chastity? So stay with us. We'll be right back after this quick break.
If you haven't read the Catholic New World lately, you're in for quite a surprise. It's bigger, bolder, and better than ever before.
The Catholic New World is a rich and diverse resource for Catholics throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago. It carries stories of faith, hope, and inspiration. Our most read column is written by our publisher, Cardinal Francis George, our shepherd, teacher, and leader.
Our columnists provide support in spirituality and evangelization, and you'll want to browse the Around the Archdiocese page, your gateway to Catholic activities throughout Cook and Lake Counties.
As we celebrate the Year for Priests, look for stories about how we honor our priests, in the Pope's words, with gratitude for their work and witness of their life.
Visit our website at www.catholicnewworld.com to view our photo gallery and catch up on the latest news. Subscribe to the Catholic New World online, at your parish church during our subscription drive, or call 312-534-7777.
Your faith resource. Subscribe now to the Catholic New World.
The cemetery ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. Cardinal George says, "It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection." There are 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries willing to help you during times of loss. Call 708-449-6100 for assistance. Catholic cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
Come enjoy more than 250 wines from around the world at Catholic Charities' 9th Annual Divine Affair on January 31st at the Union League Club in Chicago. Catholic Charities hosts this annual event to benefit its self-sufficiency programs for poor families. Tickets cost $100 and include wine tasting and appreciation seminars and a silent auction. A special reduced rate will be offered to designated drivers. Visit www.catholiccharities.net/DVINE or call 312-655-7912 for details.
Welcome back to Life Talk. We are talking about a real gem in the Archdiocese, which is the Chastity Education Initiative, the largest diocesan chastity education program in the country. We've got Mitch Streedle here with us in the studio, who coordinates this program in the Archdiocese. We have Jennifer Haggerty, who's the principal of St. John Vianney School in Northlake, on the phone, as well as Brian Stith, who's the director of student activities at Carmel Catholic High School in Mundelein, both schools that have been served by the Chastity Education Initiative. And if you want to support this program, we have a phenomenal event that's going to be an amazing evening coming up with Cardinal Francis Arinze, who is the retired prefect of the Congregation of Divine Worship and the Discipline of the Sacraments at the Vatican, who is flying over from Rome. That event's going to be November 22nd at Drury Lane, and it's going to be a wonderful event. And to get more information on that, you can go to respectlifechicago.org, www.respectlifechicago.org, or you can call the Respect Life office at 312-534-5355 for tickets. This is run only on your donations, the Chastity Ed Initiative. And if you want to call in for a question or comment, you can call us at 312 312- 855-8408. And Mitch, we've already got a caller on the line here.
Great.
So we have Maria from Hinsdale. Maria is in the Diocese of Joliet, but we're excited that she's listening too. So Maria, thanks for calling in. And what are your questions?
Hi, I have two questions. And the first one is about the Robert Brown Center. I was just having a conversation with someone at our son's school. It's a Catholic school. And was told that the kids aren't going to the Robert Crown Center, and the reason she said was because the Robert Crown Center gives to United Way. And I know there are so many more reasons than that, and I'm hoping you can give us the ammunition we need, give us the the response we need. What you
sure.
know why.
Yeah, actually, Maria, you've come to the right place because I was very involved in the extensive research that was done on that particular issue. And Jennifer, as a grade school principal, maybe you're aware of some things as well, but I can start us off. The Robert Crown Center basically has a mentality of promoting contraception and abortion as viable options for kids. Mm-hmm. So when you go online to their materials, they recommend contraception on their website. They link to organizations that recommend contraception. They recommend abortion possibly as an option, or they link to sites that do. And the whole presentation of what it means, this is even perhaps more important or equally important, certainly, is that the way that that puberty, you might say, is presented is in a very secular way that has nothing to do with, you know, growing as a young man or young woman in God's eyes. And actually, we went to the Robert Crown Center and asked them if they would adapt their presentation to have at least more of an emphasis on your body's a sacred space and, you know, you want to save this for the person you marry, that kind of thing, just for the Catholic schools. And they were not willing to change the message.
Really?
So
okay.
Not even talking about, like, incorporating God into the message or anything, but just in terms of the philosophy. So so we realized, you know, the biological aspect is one aspect, but it's not the whole message. And so that it's the context of that. Jennifer, do you have anything to add to that?
No, that's my take on it. And I always, when I've heard about the Robert Crown, and I even went as a grade school in the Archdiocese, so it's been around a long time. And my question when
you went as a student.
Yeah, as a student over 20 years ago. So my question was always, why are we outsourcing this stuff, and why are we outsourcing to non-Catholic organizations? We're really dividing that which is the beauty of our sexuality, is a gift that God gave us. So at any time when we have to divide those things out, God's gift to us, and as you said, that puberty is a secular thing purely, we're working against ourselves. So logically, to me, it doesn't make sense that we would outsource something that beautiful as our human sexuality.
Yes, yes. Good, good, good. Great. Okay, terrific. And Maria, you said you had one more question.
I did. For those of us who are tuning in late, if we are interested in getting somebody from the Chastity Initiative to come out to our school or get programs for the parents or the teachers or the students, where do we look? Where do we go for that?
Oh, great. Yeah, you can. Well, Mitch, why don't you answer that?
Well, certainly, you know, you can call our office. You know, we have a lot of materials. We can even send you what kind of programs do we provide. And that's 312-534-5355. And we also have information about the initiative on our website, too, respectlifechicago.org.
Okay.
So those would be the two places to start. You know, reach out to your principal and, you know, see if they'd be interested. I think it's always a help talking to principals. You know, it takes a little bit of the burden off of them. They feel more at ease, like, okay, someone can help us with this, because it's not an easy topic, I think, because of decades of, you know, people not really knowing how to talk about this in connection with our Catholic faith. So
good. Your timing on this is perfect, because they want to bring this to our school. So thank you so much.
Well,
great. Well, thank you, Maria. That's terrific. So again, and Maria had a great question. You know, if you're looking for a chastity speaker or puberty presenters, as we call it affectionately, you can call our office 312-534-5355.
Great. You know, I wanted to keep kind of moving forward talking about the initiative, and question for you, Jennifer and Brian. Mary Louise kind of hinted at it before the break, is maybe you guys can highlight for us. You know, we had brought Jason Everett out to to Carmel this fall, and he spoke to 18 grade schools, over 1,300 7th and 8th graders at a junior high assembly, and then spoke to the students at Carmel in the afternoon. And you guys have participated in the March for Life pilgrimage. So maybe just talk about the response from, you know, the program like Jason Everett and the response, too, from the March for Life that you've maybe seen.
Absolutely. The kids at the high school, in response to the message brought by Jason Everett, they've been very receptive to the message. It helped them combat what, in my opinion, is their perceived peer pressure that they feel to do certain things or act certain ways, but it reaffirmed with them, you know, what they're doing is right, what they have inside their heart and what's inside their mind is okay. And I think that to a lot of the students, that they were sincerely interested in making the right decisions in their life, and that what Jason Everett had to say, it was like a shot in the arm that like I said, reaffirmed for many that what a healthy and right and positive decision, what sort of positive effect it can have on their life, and what is chastity. And, you know, you could really see there, while they were sitting listening to Jason speak, you could see the wheels turning in their head as they digested all the information that he was bringing forward. And also, you know, we're very excited to go on the Respect Life Walk coming up. I believe it's January. Every year we have a great turnout. The students this year again are coming out in large numbers. And, you know, they get it. Just to go on the walk, we have them write an essay as to why they want to do it. And there's great excitement here about that as well.
Oh, that's
so
terrific.
It's a growing program, absolutely.
That's terrific. We love the Carmel students. You know, they always say, we're on my bus last year. You know, it's always great to have them on the bus. And what's really neat too is I'm keeping in touch with several of them now in college. Actually,
really,
yeah,
fantastic.
through Facebook, they found me, and it's really neat because, you know, we talk from time to time. One had a specific question about emergency contraception because her college was promoting it. Like, you know, what do you do if you know, you or your friend does something last night and you can't remember what you did because you got drunk? You know, what do you do? And the school was saying, use emergency contraception. And she was like, oh my gosh, doesn't this cause an abortion and all this stuff? And so it was really great to be able to be, it's great to be a resource to them. But it was just a blessing to have them on the pilgrimage. And it's so great to hear about the response that the Carmel students had to Jason. We actually have to head to a break, but when we come back, Jennifer, I want to hear about how your students, you know, 7th and 8th graders responded to Jason's message during the junior high assembly. For our friends out there listening, we welcome your questions, your comments. Give us a call, 312-255-8408. We're talking with Jennifer Haggerty, principal of St. John Vianney School, Brian Stith, director of student activities at Carmel High School, and Mitch Streedle, coordinator of youth outreach for the Respect Life office. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this quick break.
For four decades, the Catholic Campaign for Human Development has strived to improve the quality of life in our less fortunate communities. CCHD is committed to the right to life and dignity of every human being. Throughout Cook and Lake County, CCHD-funded programs keep kids safe, help the homeless and the elderly, and defend the rights of workers, immigrants, and people with disabilities. Break the cycle of poverty. Make Chicago and its suburbs a better place to live. Support the Catholic Campaign for Human Development.
Help unwrap the spirit this holiday season with Catholic Charities annual Celebration of Giving. Catholic Charities invites you to join us in helping children and their families experience the joy and magic of the holiday spirit by sponsoring a family, donating a toy, or volunteering with us during the season. For more details, visit www.catholiccharities.net/celebration or call our hotline at 312-226-0650. That's 312-226-0650.
Sister Mary Paul McCaughey, superintendent of Catholic schools in the Archdiocese of Chicago, will speak at Holy Name Cathedral on Wednesday evening, November 4th at 6:30 p.m. Her topic is Grace and Guts, Creating the Future of Catholic Education. Sister Mary Paul is a lively and dynamic speaker who will provide insights into the challenges facing the future of Catholic school education in the Archdiocese of Chicago. Her approach and analysis are based on 37 years of experience as a teacher and school administrator. All are welcome. The presentation will be given in the Cathedral Parish Center cafeteria at the corner of Chicago and State Street. Parking is available in the Holy Name Cathedral lot. Light refreshments will be served at 6:15 p.m. Sister Mary Paul's presentation starts at 6:30 p.m. Wednesday evening, November 4th. Don't miss it.
Yeah, what a jazzy lead in there. I just love that. And we're talking with Mitch Streedle, Jennifer Haggerty, and Brian Stith about the Chastity Education Initiative, this real gem in the Archdiocese of Chicago. It's the largest diocesan chastity education program in the country, reaching, as Mitch had stated earlier, well over 20,000 teens, college students, and young adults annually. And it's run solely on donations. And Mitch, we've got an incredible event coming up with Cardinal Arinze, who is an internationally renowned cardinal from Nigeria, who is coming in from the Vatican to speak at this event. And tell us a little bit, just very briefly, about Cardinal Arinze.
Yeah, I mean, we're truly blessed to have the Cardinal coming in to be at our benefit dinner. It's going to be a great event, so I really encourage people to call and to go to our website to get information. And Cardinal Arinze is such
And what is that number and website?
That's 312-534-5355, or you can go to respectlifechicago.org. And Cardinal Arinze is really, you know, such an accomplished and true gem for the Universal Catholic Church. You know, when he was first ordained a bishop in 1965, he was the youngest bishop in the world at age 32.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, so, and from there, you know, things only grew for him. You know, he became the first native African to head his home diocese in Nigeria, and was eventually named Archbishop and Cardinal in 1996. And shortly after being named Cardinal, he was appointed as the president of the Pontifical Council for Interreligious Dialogue. And really, in that role, he did so many great things and really kind of became more well known, you know, to the world for the work he did there. And then from 2002 onward, he's been at the Congregation for Divine Worship and Discipline of the Sacraments, and really has been such a strong advocate and speaker on, you know, the role of the family, and, you know, such a great defender of our faith in the world. And there's so many great quotes he's had about the role of the family. He's done, and the great thing I like about him, you know, he's in his 70s and still very hip.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's got podcasts
on the
internet. You know, he's done a bunch of TV programs through Familyland TV, and been all over the world, and just very well known and very well spoken. So it's a true blessing to have him come to our benefit. And he's been, you know, at one time he was, you know, Pope John Paul II's one of his closest advisors, and so truly blessed. And so hopefully people will come out to see him and be at our event.
Absolutely. And Cardinal Arinze just had a major leadership role with the African Summit at the Vatican, where all the African bishops met during the month of October for a pretty extended period of time. I think it was a few weeks.
Yeah.
And so this is actually a very opportune moment. He's going to be talking at the benefit dinner about the African Summit and some of the outcomes there. And he's also going to be talking about some of the more controversial issues of, you know, chastity and AIDS issues in Africa. And, you know, the Pope spoke very wisely on that issue, but of course the mainstream media is too clueless to get it. But Cardinal Arinze will be sharing from the perspective of one of the people of Africa, and he's going to be talking about those issues of the importance of chastity and the impact of U.S. programs in Africa and things like contraception and abortion. So it should be really interesting.
Definitely.
Great. And so, and that's November 22nd and at Drury Lane. And again, to sign up for our benefit dinner to fund these really worthwhile, needed programs for chastity education, you can go to respectlifechicago.org, or you can call 312-534-5355. And let's go back to Jennifer and Brian now. And Jennifer, before we went to the break, I promised our listeners that they would get to hear what impact the Chastity Education Initiative has had on students at St. John Vianney School. How have they responded to the program?
It's been a really hopeful response, a joyful response. They you know, Brian mentioned that when the kids were listening to Jason Everett, you could see the wheels turning in their head. And these kids are captivated by the message that they hear from Jason Everett, that they're hearing from the Theology of the Body for Teens curriculum, that they're hearing from us, trying to help them truly understand why it is that God made them man and why God made them woman. And when you think about the culture they're growing up in, their home life, they're surrounded by a lot of divorce. Here in my school, you know, of the class I taught last year, I worked closely with my eighth grade girls, and over half of them had divorce as immediate in their homes, mm-hmm. that they were immediately affected by divorce. And there's a lot of pain there for 10, 11, 12, 13, 14-year-old girls. Of course, all children in general. And we think that children are so pliable and they can bounce back from these things. And children are so great, and they are. However, they carry a lot of that pain and fear within them. So when you ask them, you know, how do you feel about relationships, they generally have very negative reactions. Hmm. And by having a venue to speak to them about what they're called to do, as women, what is it that the gifts that God gave them, what are they supposed to do with that? This hope comes over them, a joy, thinking, wow, it's not just the path that has been led before me by my family. There's another option. And like I said, you see this joy and hope and captivation when you give them the message. And we saw that with Jason Everett speaking to 18 grade schools, 18 seventh and eighth graders. Seventh and eighth graders, that's a tough age. I think everyone would agree that communicating with 12, 13, and 14-year-olds is difficult. And he had them going for an hour plus in silence, you know, hanging on his every word. And that's what I've seen here, too, in the classroom. Mm. When we're getting into the Theology of the Body curriculum, they just look at me in awe, almost. And it's nothing I have to say. It's all coming from this curriculum and essentially John Paul II's message to us on what our human sexuality is.
Mm, praise God.
Yeah, to answer a question, it's a joy and knowing that there's something else out there for them.
That's great. Tell me a little bit, we need to wrap up, but I just want to get in one more question with you guys. And that is for each of you, what are the challenges to a school of bringing, of sharing the chastity message? And how does having this program be part of the Archdiocese help to overcome those challenges? Brian, you can go ahead. Brian, why don't you go first?
Sure. Well, there are a lot of challenges that we face, and a lot of it has to do with the sensitive issues that students, you know, each student is different, and they respond to different things. Mm-hmm. And maybe the conventional way or the way that we feel is conventional of approaching certain topics and certain situations, you know, it might not be as effective. And the beautiful part about this is that Jason is very direct, mm-hmm. and he speaks in real terms. And he pulls from his life experiences, and he makes it real for each and every one of those students. Every student that was in there that day was touched. I know that. I saw it. Mm. And it was such an amazing experience to see that. And to see the way that they reacted afterwards when he stuck around. The demand, I know that he had plenty of material that he brought, but we ran out. Absolutely ran out. And that, you know, he was taking personal emails from the students just to make sure that he stayed connected if they had questions, and he received different addresses to get them the information. It was that important to him, obviously, and the fact that our students, you know, grabbed as much information as possible shows one way they responded. But to have this support, to have this, is such a great benefit to the school and to the students that were here. Had they not heard the message, you know, students' lives could be different. You know, all it takes is to be touched once, and that can make the difference in the world to anybody. And
yes.
And obviously, you know, we're reinforcing the message, and it's still being spread. It's reverberating off the walls of the school. So
praise God! I love that image. I love that image, Jennifer. How about for you? You know, how does having this as a program of the Archdiocese instead of maybe run by an outside group or something, how does that help you in your work with the students?
Sure. It's an enormous help, because what we're doing in these projects are so countercultural, and the students, the families are bombarded with the opposite message. Mm-hmm. Anywhere they go, to restaurants, you can think of a few restaurants, you know, to movies, to the video store, anywhere they're bombarded with an opposite message of what we're trying to get across. And knowing that I have a resource downtown, And I, there's you, and there's Mitch, and Alicia, and anyone else in your office, just as those students Facebook you with questions. You know, I know myself as a principal and other educators as well, tap into your input all the time to put us on the right track and to give us the tools we need to fight the culture of death that we're in and bring these students the hope that they're in desperate need of.
Well, that's tremendous. Well, it's such a blessing to have you both on the show. Jennifer Haggerty, the principal of St. John Vianney School in Northlake, and Brian Stith, the director of student activities at Carmel Catholic High School in Mundelein. Thank you for being with us this morning.
It was a pleasure. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you. And Mitch, thanks for being with us as well this morning on the show. And for if people are listening and you want to support the Chassiet Initiative, this can only happen with your donations, this program, then please come to our benefit dinner, gather a table to come hear Cardinal Francis Arinze of Nigeria, who's coming over from the Vatican for this event November 22nd. You can go to respectlifechicago.org to sign up or more information, or call us at 312-534-5355. We're going to head to a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to have Bob Gilligan, and we're going to be talking about legislative issues. So stay right with us, because we will be right back.
Would you like to support bringing in Jason Evert and other dynamic chastity programs that reach about 25,000 teens and young adults locally every year? Would you like to hear an internationally renowned leader from the Vatican discuss how U.S. policies on abortion and contraception are impacting Africa and the world? On Sunday, November 22nd, the Respect Life Office of the Archdiocese of Chicago is honored to welcome Cardinal Francis Arinze of Nigeria, the Vatican's Prefect Emeritus of the Congregation of Divine Worship and the Discipline of the Sacraments. Come hear this tremendous leader of the Church and our beloved Cardinal Francis George at the Educating Minds Inspiring Hearts Benefit Dinner for the Chastity Education Initiative. To reserve your seats to hear Cardinal Arinze, call the Respect Life Office at 312-534-5355 or go to our website, respectlifechicago.org. Join us on Sunday, November 22nd for a great evening for a great cause.
When was the last time you spoke with your neighbors? How are they holding up in these current hard economic times? People in your neighborhood, even the person living right next door, might be struggling. It could be a few late mortgage payments, a food shortage, or even problems with substance abuse or domestic violence. At Catholic Charities, your neighbors are in our care. We work to feed, clothe, counsel, and shelter anyone in need. Consider donating to our Neighbors in Need Fund. Visit us at CatholicCharities.net or call 312-655-7525.
Choosing an elementary school for your child is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make to shape your child's future. So why pick a Catholic school?
I want my kids to learn more than the three R's. They need a faith-based education so they make good decisions.
I want my son and daughter to go to college. At Catholic schools, attendance and graduation rates are nearly 100%. And when these kids graduate, they go to college.
My teacher is so cool. She knows who I am. She helps me when I have trouble figuring things out.
My son is in the number. The student-teacher ratio is 18 to 1, and Catholic school teachers are really dedicated.
I want my daughter to feel welcome, to be safe.
The test scores are well above the national average. Look out, college. Here they come.
Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Schools to learn more about the great benefits of a Catholic education. Invest in your child's future. Make your child a winner for life.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
Welcome back here to Life Talk on the Catholic Community of Faith. Friends, you know, I need a clone. Now, I know that cloning is gravely immoral, so I don't know what to do. And also, if we cloned me, I would I would have somebody who is 35 years younger than I anyway. But it is just overwhelming right now, the amount of, quite frankly, anti-life legislative issues that are going on. And legislation is just supporting the Catholic Conference in their legislative work. That's just one part of what the Respect Life Office at the Archdiocese of Chicago does. As you know, we support parish Respect Life coordinators. We have more than, we have like 200 some in the parishes, so helping them to do educational programs. We have our post-abortion healing work with Project Rachel. We have Project Gabriel going in a number of parishes, helping pregnant women in need of material or emotional support, you know, education, pastoral care, prayer events like the Masses with the Cardinal, 40 Days for Life, the Prayer Vigils for Life in January, the March for Life pilgrimage, all these educational things. And then, oh my goodness, tons of legislative things going on. And this morning, I have Bob Gilligan with me, the executive director of the Catholic Conference of Illinois. Bob, thanks for being on the phone today.
Thanks for the invite, Mary Louise. Good timing. We got a lot to talk about.
Great. Well, tell me, first of all, what is going on with the Illinois Parental Notification Act? This was passed in 95.
Yeah, you're right. we have a problem here. It as I was talking to my colleagues the other day, it seems like even sometimes when we achieve legislative and judicial victories, there's always another element out there that is trying to defeat us. But I think we need to be persistent, vigilant, and continue on our advocacy efforts to win this. Here's what's happening. As probably almost all your listeners know, that during this past summer, finally, a federal appeals court ruled that the parental notification law that passed back in 1995 is in fact constitutional and should go into effect. So there's no more judicial hang-ups. They can't use the courts anymore to try to delay the implementation and the effect of the parental notification. Parental notification, passed back in 1995, simply requires that prior to an abortion proceeding, a 17-year-old or person or younger has to, the person performing the procedure has to notify that individual's parents. Seems like common sense legislation. Everybody seems to support this, a reasonable orientation. Over 80% of people support parental notification. So now, at the last minute, once again, now we have a lower-level board called the Medical Disciplinary Board that reports to the Illinois Department on Finance and Professional Regulation. This is under the purview of Governor Quinn. They have, late last week, decided that they may need more time to allow doctors to adjust to this implementation of these new provisions. They've had ample time to prepare for the provisions that will go into effect. There is absolutely no legitimate reason whatsoever that a state agency under the authority of Governor Quinn should be able to hold up the implementation of this law that was voted on by the people, by their elected representatives back in 1995. It was confirmed to be constitutional in every challenge that was brought forth. The Illinois Supreme Court has been involved in writing the rules for the bypass because the law does recognize that not every child has a parent that child could go to. So there's provisions that the law takes into account for those hardship cases, and there's absolutely no reason why this law should not go into effect as it was scheduled to go into effect, I believe, yesterday. So we're urging all listeners, once again, how many times have we done this, to reach out, call the governor's office, Governor Quinn's office. He has the power to make this law go into effect, and we hope he does so. There's no reason. Actually, your timing is kind of coincidental that there's a meeting going on right now of this board, this Medical Disciplinary Review Board. It started at 9 o'clock a.m. this morning, so we don't know exactly what the upshot of that decision is. But we really hope that that Disciplinary Review Board sees the need to allow the law to go into effect that, like I said, was passed back in 1995.
Absolutely. And let's actually take a moment right now to say a prayer, and then I'm going to give everybody the number that they should call to urge the governor to have his Illinois Department of
professional regulation
have this go into effect. So, but first, let's all just place this under the intercession of the Blessed Mother as we pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. We need the power of prayer because, you know, Bob, let's give these numbers first, actually, which I just promised. So people should call the governor's office and urge him to instruct the department to end the delay and finally allow parental notification to go into effect in Illinois.
Correct.
So that number is 312-814-2121. Again, that's 312-814-2121. And the message, allow parental notice to go into effect. This is the will of the people. And it's also for, even if somebody is in favor of abortion, this is to protect teen girls. You know, American Bar Association study said most teen pregnancies are fathered by men older than 20. So, you know, without parental notice, what do we have? We have a vehicle to help predators, basically.
Right.
To cover up the evidence of their crime and exploitation of young girls. So, and of course, studies show these laws, like parental notice, save thousands of lives every year in the states that they are enacted in. So it's really, really, really important. So Bob, this is really infuriating, but it shows how much the opposition hates this law, how much this means to them.
Mary Louise, there's something going on here that's bigger than all of us, and the motivation behind our opponents is indescribable as to why they want to try to circumvent laws that reinforce parents' rights, especially on this topic. And I, for the life of me, I don't understand the motivation behind the American Civil Liberties Union and Planned Parenthood when it comes to this issue. Mm-hmm. They have no arguments of merit as it relates to the implementation of this law. So you're right. Unfortunately, I think we're in the position in the state of Illinois that well-funded organizations such as Planned Parenthood's Political Action Committee, Personal PAC, and the American Civil Liberties Union, they're able to hire very bright, sophisticated lawyers who monitor every vehicle that is out there where they can influence in order to delay the will of the people. And what you and I are doing is just calling foul and saying, you know, there is the will of the people, and we have the ability, we have the megaphone, we have the ability to reach out to thousands of people and to make sure that the will of a very small number of very intelligent interest groups does not circumvent the will of the people. So that's what we're doing today. But unfortunately, right. You know, our megaphone is only as good as the people who hear this message. And that's why we need people to pick up the phone and let the governor know that this is and cannot be tolerated. And I can't urge people enough to get involved. Just make a quick phone call. Let the governor know that there's people out there that are watching what he's doing. And hopefully that message will carry to the governor so he can put a stop to this nonsense.
Absolutely. And again, that number is 312-814-2121. Make that call this morning to the governor's office, 312-814-2121. We need to head to a break. But when we come back, we're going to talk more with Bob Gilligan from the Catholic Conference of Illinois about the Illinois Parental Notification Act and other legislative issues. So stay right with us. We'll be right back.
For four decades, the Catholic Campaign for Human Development has invested in the human spirit, improving the quality of life in our less fortunate communities. CCHD is committed to the right to life and dignity of every human being. Here's Cardinal Francis George.
The Catholic Campaign for Human Development is designed to help people who are usually poor to figure out, with a little bit of help, how they can help themselves, and in that way, to break the cycle of poverty.
From the far northern reaches of Lake County to the southeast side of Chicago, CCHD-funded programs keep kids safe and out of gangs, help the homeless get back on their feet, care for the elderly, and protect the rights of workers, immigrants, and people with disabilities. The need is great. Your help is critical. The Catholic Campaign for Human Development is committed to battling the root causes of poverty through faith and through action. Make Chicago and its suburbs a better place to live. Support the Catholic Campaign for Human Development.
Do you want to make a real difference in saving lives? Then join us for the Chicago Area 40 Days for Life Prayer Campaign. Chicago is one of 216 cities participating in this 40-day, 24-hour-a-day peaceful vigil outside abortion clinics nationwide. Last year, more than 20 babies and women were saved from abortion here in Chicago. Get involved. For more information, call the Respect Life office at 312-534-5355. That's 312-534-5355. Or go to our website at 40daysforlife.com/Chicago. That's 40daysforlife.com/Chicago. Get involved in saving lives through the power of prayer today.
Welcome back here. We're heading into the final stretch, and we welcome your questions, your comments at 312-255-8408. 312-255-8408. And you know, Bob, before we go any further, we're talking with Bob Gilligan, Catholic Conference of Illinois. Before we go any further, it's worth mentioning that the solution to all of these issues is chastity, right?
True. Yeah.
And so,
absolutely,
Bob, I noticed that you and Colleen are actually coming to our benefit dinner with Cardinal Arinze on November 22nd.
We will be there Sunday evening, the 22nd. It's out at Oakbrook, I believe.
Yes.
Do I have the right spot?
That's
yes.
Right.
Yeah, we will be there.
Yeah,
yes.
And it's going to be a great night. We're going to have Cardinal Arinze there, who Cardinal George extended the invitation to. That's the only way that I'm sure we could have gotten him to come over from Rome. And it's going to be a wonderful event to hear his story.
No, we were at that event last year, and we've gone in the past, and it's a wonderful event, and I'd encourage everybody to take a little bit of time out on Sunday evening and head out to Oakbrook. It was a great event last year.
Oh, that's great. Thanks, Bob. And if people are interested, you can go to our website, respectlifechicago.org, or you can call the Respect Life office at 312-534-5355 for tickets to come, because it's going to be a great evening, November 22nd, for the Chastity Education Initiative. So, Bob, in addition to this front of them trying to use the Illinois State Medical Board, the ACLU has also filed a lawsuit basically trying to get a Roe v. Wade type of provision into the Illinois Constitution. And so also trying to stop parental notification through that methodology as well, which is they really hate this.
They do. And Mary Louise, what you're talking about is accurate. They're trying to also do another end road, as you say, through the court procedure. And actually, we're in the process right now of looking at the legislative debate that occurred back in 1995 as to what the intention of that privacy provision that was talked about during the debate, and we're pretty confident that our arguments are going to hold up, and the ACLU, what they are trying to interpret will be proven to be factually incorrect.
Well, I hope so.
And many of the things they come up with.
Yeah, and thank God the Thomas More Society working on that and stuff. So, but we gotta
right.
marshal our prayers. By the way, we've gotten two calls here. One was from somebody saying that they just called the governor's office and they got through, so to call right now.
Good.
And so that phone number again, 312-814-2121. Ask the governor to let the parental notification law take effect and stop letting these unelected boards like the medical board try to hold things up. So again, that number, 312-814-2121. Call the governor's office right now. It'll only take a moment. We also have on the line Karen. Karen, thanks so much for calling in.
Hi, I just wanted to make a general comment. I am pro-life, but even for those who aren't pro-life, that you can't even give a minor a flu shot without parental notification.
Right.
So, you know, to do a surgical procedure, that really makes no sense whatsoever.
Right. Right, absolutely. And Bob, your wife, I know, is a teacher, and she
right.
had said something similar to that even a cough drop or something?
Right. The schools are so concerned about liability and exposure to potential lawsuits and litigation that, yeah, I know it's in certain districts that if a child, if the teacher feels or if the school nurse feels that they have a cough drops to children, they should get parental notification, parental consent, actually. You know, peanut allergies. There's so many things going on right now in the schools that they have to be very concerned about what they give children in the course of the daily school day. And you're absolutely right. You know, so therefore, the state wouldn't have any role in a law that would require parents to be notified for a surgical procedure such as this. This makes all the sense in the world. It's exactly what previous Supreme Court decisions said should go on in the states. The Planned Parenthood versus Casey decision said that, you know, as long as there's not an undue burden, that states are very open to enacting laws such as parental notification, informed consent, and other things. So
absolutely.
This is exactly what we should be doing in the states in order to discourage, like you said, Mary Louise, the possibility that, you know, older men could be taken advantage of teens and then be getting a lot, and there's no provision in the law that holds them accountable.
Yes, absolutely. Karen, thanks for your call. We have Jerry on the line. Jerry, you have a quick comment on this.
Well, it seems it might be a good idea if Catholics would support someone in Springfield to track the progress of things like this, so that as it came time for the Federal Appeals Court to hand down its ruling, such a person could maybe get together with the medical board that needs to approve this and see if there's going to be any undue delay, and they could then have that all ready to go, and therefore there would be no need for delay. They could have the doctors already notified, abortion providers, whatever they're called, already notified that there is a decision about to come down, and that they will give them 24 hours notice after it comes down, and they could then implement their duty under the state law. If we had somebody in Springfield to sort of work with these boards and find out whether they're prepared and ready to act promptly, this would be a great help, accelerate things. Maybe we need to get somebody who knows how to do that.
Interesting thought. Thanks, Jerry. Bob, sounds like Jerry's recommending that you guys expand your staff.
Yeah, Jerry. And I'll tell you, in the ideal sense, Jerry, you'd be absolutely right. But as you could imagine, the state has literally hundreds of these type of boards that operate, you know, constantly year in and year out. And to monitor every single one of them all the time for what they would be doing would be an immense amount of resources that we'd have to expend. I should add, in this particular case, though, we were actually in the room, we weren't, but the Thomas More Society, when this came up on Friday. So the turnaround time that the state is trying to do this in, this was just recently, for the first time, it was publicly mentioned on Friday. And so they're meeting again today to take further action about whether they will indefinitely delay or put the law into effect. So I can say, at least with this example, I think we were there and we caught it in a real timely manner. The problem we have is the state can do things in such a small time frame that that's why we're in the mode we're in. But I do appreciate your suggestion, and let me tell you, we would love to have more resources to monitor all these boards and commissions and what they do and what they don't do, because you're right, they make a lot of decisions that we just can't be in all places all the time.
Great. Thanks, Jerry. You know, and Bob, I just wanted to touch on two other issues real quick, but we only have like a minute left.
Okay.
One is the Maine gay marriage thing.
Right. Win last night.
Right, right.
Big win. Yeah.
Right. So I thought that was significant. There was a ballot initiative for gay marriage, and they didn't get the votes for it.
Yeah, and Maine is not exactly, Maine is in New England, and every New England state has some form of same-sex marriage or civil union right now. So what occurred last night, very significant in terms of the support for traditional marriage. Very significant.
And
we're going to be fighting
awesome.
That issue here in Illinois next year.
Yes, yes. So we all need to be prepared for that. And then the second thing is the health care reform issues. Cecile Richards, head of Planned Parenthood, sent out an email that she's delighted that all of the bills have abortion funding in them for health care reform.
Yeah, and they are actually confirming exactly what we've been saying for months, which is the pro-abortion forces have been very supportive of the Nancy Pelosi Pelosi attempt to, and Harry Reid attempt to reform health care.
Yes.
And that's why this weekend in your parish bulletins there should be inserts from the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops urging everybody to contact their federal congressmen or their federal U.S. senators to
yes.
make sure that public funding of abortion is not in any health care reform bill act. Now is the time to act on that as well.
Absolutely. And that is on the Archdiocesan website and our website, too, respectlifechicago.org. Bob, thanks so much
thank
for
you.
Being on our show today.
Okay. Thank you, Mary Louise.
God bless you. And God bless to all our listeners. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next month, and we'll see you at the Benefit Dinner November 22nd.